Do you know there's a scripture in the Word of God that says that there will come a day in the book of Matthew that people will stand before Him and say, but Lord, we cast out demons in Your name. We've done all these wonderful things in Your name. He said, I know You did, but I never knew You. Outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's scary, isn't it? But that's written in the book. So what do we want to do? We want to obey the Scripture and we want to know who He is. And we want Him to know our name. You know, now that's a beautiful thing that gives me such great comfort about doing what I do. Because every time, of all the times God's spoken to me, which He's spoken to me well over 30 times now in the last 30 years, every time except one, when He spoke to me, He always says, son. That's the first word I always hear. Son, do this. Or son, whatever. Isn't it wonderful to hear God call you son? That's very comforting. But there's only one time the Lord spoke to me that didn't call me son. And that was right after Cheryl and I got married. And she was out, had loaded some equipment and was on the way home that night. And it was nearly 2 o'clock in the morning. They were going to somewhere out west to sing. And is loading their car. And I woke up and I heard the Lord. Actually, I heard the Lord speak first. And then I woke up because I lay in there sound asleep. Heard Him say, Thurman. Of course, when He called my name in the middle of the night, I was laying on my back and I looked like this. I mean, my head just went to the right place. And right in front of me, when He said, Thurman, I said, yes, Lord. I knew the voice. I said, yes, Lord. And right in front of me was like a video right in the middle of the darkness. And it was, I saw Cheryl driving down 26 in her Suburban. And I saw her pull into a car wash and get out to wash the car. And I saw two men attacked her. And then the video was gone. Man, I picked up the cell phone and I pushed the button and it said 1:53 a.m. I pushed her button, 7. I said, and it rang. She picked it up on the first ring. I said, honey, where are you? And she said, well, I'm coming down 26 and I'm fixing to stop at the car wash and wash my car. I said, not tonight. I said, the Lord just showed me that you were attacked by men in that car wash. She said, I was going to stop and get gas too, but I ain't even going to stop for gas. I'm coming home. And she did. And so, you see, it's very comforting when God either calls your name or calls you son. It makes you feel like He knows who you are. And I want the King to know me, don't you, Lance? Oh, yes. We want to be known by the King. Now He says, pray too that we will be saved from wicked and evil people. Now, was those wicked and evil people that was fixing to attack Cheryl? Yes, they were. Now, if she and I had not been walking in obedience to His Word and He didn't have a plan for us in the future, you know what could have happened to her that night? She could have lost her life. She could have died right there in that car wash. But that's the way things are. Who knows? But as long as God has a plan for you, He will keep you alive if you'll even try to do what He says. He will do great things. So pray too that we would be saved from those wicked and evil people, for not everyone believes in the Lord. Now, the men that I saw in that video that night that God showed me, obviously, those were not His people. Their intent was to kill somebody. Now, are those kind of people all over the place? Sure they are. You can find them everywhere. You can find them in Dallas. You can find them in Baltimore. You can find them everywhere. They're everywhere. So it makes no difference where you go. There's evil people because not everyone believes in the Lord. But if you ask people, do you believe in God? Nearly 99% of the people you stop on the street, do you believe in God? Oh, yeah. You know anything about Him? No. You ever heard the name of Jesus? Oh, yeah, I've heard that. You know, but do you know who He was? Well, I don't know. I heard He's a prophet. I heard He's a good guy. He's done good things. But no, I don't know much about Him. That's sad, isn't it? But you just ask people. And, of course, I've asked thousands of people that question. Thousands. Everywhere I go, I ask that question to almost everybody. I mean, just like today. This afternoon, I went into a place of business for a few minutes. I had something I needed to do. And I went down there, and the man that owned the business was sitting on a computer, and he had two young boys, about 20, 22, 23, sitting behind him. And I noticed it was something to do about community service or something. And I said, hey, praise the Lord. I said, what are y'all doing? And he said, oh, hi, Thurman, how are you doing? He said, we're working with these two young men on this community service thing. I said, great. I said, you guys serving Jesus? Well, they kind of hesitantly said, well, yes, yes. And so I said, you know, you really want to serve Jesus. And I mean, I just began to talk to them about the Word and quote the Word and all these kind of things to them. And these two boys are sitting there in awestruck. I said, do you guys ever see God answer a prayer? Well, no. I said, you haven't. What a shame. I said, that means you're not walking in obedience to His Word. I said, you know, God, when you walk in obedience to His Word, He does all kinds of wonderful things for you. Like what? Oh, man, the door's open. Let me tell you a few things. And so for the next 15 minutes, I told them about healings and miracles. And I didn't tell them about wild things. I told them about Dave. I mean, Dave, he lives right here. Yeah, I told them about how Dave got healed of an incurable lifelong disease. Then I told them about Philip. And they said, no, wait a minute. I said, hey, these guys are right up at my ministry center right now. You want to go up there and talk to them? You mean we could talk? These are live people? I said, yeah, and they're only 10 minutes from here. And then I told them about Johnny Brumfield. And then I told them about Dr. Gary Young and their miracles. I said, now, Johnny, you'd have to go to Louisiana, and Dr. Gary Young, you'd have to go to Utah. But I said, you know, those guys receive awesome miracles when I pray. And by this time, these kids, they don't know what to say. So I wonder what kind of conversation that arose among them when I left. But I definitely left them something to talk about. I'll say that. And I thought, I can just see them now. You know, this kid that got healed of all them warts, and that guy, he said, that got healed of an incurable disease. Maybe we ought to go up there sometime and just see if these guys are really real. Well, guess what? When they come up here, they're going to find these guys are really real. There they are, right back there in the back right now. Praise the King. So, the Lord tells us to pray that we will be saved from wicked and evil people, for everyone believes, for not everyone believes in the Lord. Now, even people that say they're believers in Jesus, most people like those men down there, three of them, one of them an older one, and the two younger ones. Now, the older one, I think he'd been a little bit more exposed to the Word than the two young men. But the two young men obviously knew very little about Jesus. So anyway, I'll get a chance to talk to them again someday. Let's go to 3 and 4, Dave. But the Lord is faithful. He will make you strong and guard you from the evil one. Now, do you like a faithful God? That if you obey His Word, what's He going to do? He's going to keep you from this beast, right? But the Lord is faithful. He will make you strong and guard you from the evil one. Now, if you're weak, you're not claiming His promises. You're not claiming His promises. He promised right there to make you strong, didn't He? You can be strong. All you got to do is claim the promises of God. Lord, you promised. And you said you'll guard me from the evil one. He said, I told you to walk holy before me too. So if you're walking holy before, then this will work, won't it, Lance? And if you're not walking holy before Him, it won't work. And we are confident in the Lord that you are practicing the things we commanded you and that you always will. In other words, if we were to go back and look at the list of what Paul commanded people to do, Paul commanded people to totally abstain from anything that's evil or wicked, didn't he? I mean, there's not one single thing that he says you can live in that's wicked or evil. Not one. Not one. He said we're not supposed to sin at all. We're supposed to walk holy in God's sight. No sin. Somebody said, you can't go through a day without sinning. I'm going to try. Since the Lord told me to, I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to do the best I can to serve Jesus 24/7. And everything I do, I'm going to do the best I can to serve the Lord. And we are confident in the Lord that you are practicing the things we commanded you. You notice Paul commanded them to live in faith, to walk holy. You know, some of us, you would never hear a preacher stand up on the pulpit and say, okay, you bunch, I am commanding you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this week that none of you sin, not one time. Do y'all hear me? You walk holy before God this week. Amen. Ooh. Do we need some preachers like that?
We do.
Some people might say, whoa, I ain't going back to that place. This guy's going to command me to do things. You wouldn't have quite as big a church. Because some of them ain't going to come back, that's for sure. No, I mean, if you were to command them to go home and turn off the television set, some of them say, hey, I ain't inviting him over to the house. I got my magazines I like to read, and I mean, you know, my soap operas, they're my favorite, and if he thinks I'm going to turn all that off, he's crazy. Well, only thing the preacher doing telling you and commanding you to do what God told him to tell you. But God is going to be your judge. He is going to be your ultimate judge. And says, we are confident that you are, we are confident in the Lord that you are practicing these things that we commanded you and that you always will. So as a Christian, once we become a Christian, should we ever even think about backsliding? Now that shouldn't even be a word in our vocabulary. No Christian should ever backslide. That should not be, we should never have to have a revival. Should never have to have any such thing as a revival. We ought to always be on fire for Jesus. Shouldn't be no such thing as revivals in the church. We all ought to be on fire for Jesus. But unfortunately, that's not true, is it? Now, so we're going to have a little revival, and we're going to preach a little and talk a little about Jesus if we get a few of y'all fired up, you know. Oh, Lord, how sad. Okay, 5 and 6. May the Lord bring you into an ever deeper understanding of the love of God and the endurance that comes from Christ. Now, you notice the way he's praying here. He's praying that the Lord will bring you into an ever deeper understanding of the love of God. If we pray that for people and people get into the Word, they're going to learn those things. God is going to reveal things to you deeper in the Word. When I say that with all the confidence in the world, because as I have studied His Word and prayed over His Word, He continuously gives me a deeper revelation and wisdom and understanding from what the Word of God means.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.